For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of Tech Points Africa podcast. My name is Oluwani Femi.
I'm Emmanuel.
And I'm Tange.
Oh, I'm sure you were expecting the usual voice of Muyiwa. Muyiwa is on the break and he might not be joining us for some few episodes, but we are optimistic that he'll be joining us soon. Mm-hmm. We miss him. We still miss him, and we know you miss him too. Yes. Last week was Tech Point Viewed.
Yeah, it was good.
It was awesome.
Yes, it was. And it was a successful one. Like the biggest tech event in Africa. And it was held online. Mm-hmm. It was a success. And it was a very huge one. And yes, it was not just the events, not just the discussions, the panel sessions. We also held
The Tech Point Awards.
Tech Point Awards that was inaugurated on the 1st of this year. And yes, it came as a success to some people were inaugurated into Tech Point Hall of Fame. And there were a lot of categories.
Cool. Yeah.
And yes, good news is that for people that missed it and for people that even attended, the recordings of all these sessions are now on Tech Point Africa YouTube channel.
So on the site too, they can see it there.
Yes.
The recap.
Yes, so you can just go there and fill yourself in with all the activities that went down. So let's go ahead into what we have this week. We have good news and we have bad news. So which one do you want first? No, we choose for you. Let's go for the good news.
Nice.
Yes. So now Nigerian tech CEOs are balling.
Losing money and balling.
Give us the gist about that.
Yeah, so yesterday, Fortune, you guys know Fortune, they're like a global magazine, the likes of Fast Company, Forbes and all that. So they released their usual 40 under 40 list yesterday. And I mean, for a while.
For Africans?
No, for like the whole world.
Wow.
Yeah, so like they have different categories, right? Media and entertainment, government and politics, healthcare, tech. And I've forgotten the last one. I mean, there are like five categories, right? And yeah, healthcare and business and finance. Yeah, finance. Okay. So yeah, they released 40 individuals under the age of 40 in these five categories. So 20 human beings.
Human beings?
And 200 rather, not 20, 200 human beings. So out of those 200, three Nigerian tech CEOs made the list.
Wow.
In the finance category, we had Olugbenga Agboola of Flutterwave as their CEO. So they recognize his effort for producing services to help merchants during this period, Flutterwave Commerce, and you guys have heard of it.
Yes.
Then 54 Jeans CEO, Abasi Ene Obong, for his efforts during this COVID-19 pandemic. You know, they created like centers for testing and all that.
Yes, then, and they also collaborated with the government.
Exactly, yeah, yes. For things like that. And also Obi Ozo of
About
360, yes. So it's good that we have this kind of, I don't know the last time we had something like this.
Okay, so they reviewed the metrics using ranking these guys, yeah.
So prior to this, it was, I don't think Africans really included in the list. So I think they tried to become more
inclusive or something.
Yeah, inclusive and diverse. And also they factored the COVID-19 period, how company leaders could, influential leaders could step up their game and their companies and all that. So it's good that they're on the list, and hopefully the upcoming ones next year.
I remember too, like Fast Company also listed one of these CEOs.
Oh, no, initially the companies, Cobalt 360 was, and 54 Gene for this year's most innovative African companies.
So we are balling. COVID-19 is not really that bad. It actually brought out like the star of our tech CEOs. So, so going ahead if you remember during the lockdown, people were stuck to their TVs, to their phones and all. And Netflix was one of those things grazing our screens then. And Netflix is up to something, which was, I don't know why they didn't make it public. So Netflix now has a page on its website where you can watch the first episode of some popular series and full video of some movies without being a subscriber or without having an account with Netflix.
Wow.
So yes, I don't know. That's, I don't know crazy. Why they didn't make it complete. make an announcement about it.
Are they trying a YouTube or what?
No. Just on the screen. You just watch it from using your browser.
Just the first episode. You can't go further than that.
Yes. So you have to open an account and subscribe to go further.
But for movies, but you can watch everything.
For movies, no, those are for series. For movies, they're like 10 movies, movies and series and animation. Mm-hmm. Boss Baby is there. That was listed on that page you can click on and watch.
I think it's like customer acquisition distinct strategy.
They admitted to that it's for to gain customers. And we hope that it comes out as they see it use the results.
Are we really hoping? I mean, there are slinos that are paying, so I don't think I'm hoping.
No. They're trying to get, I believe that they're trying to use it to get customers, get viewers, because those movies that are on the list, they are things that you want to finish watching. Yes. So you not want to just go away and
Manuel's
move
laughing.
On.
Boss Baby Chairman.
Yeah. Right. So Boss Baby hooked me. So I can believe that this Boss Baby back in business the last
I need to
season.
See that.
Yes. Yeah. So if you want to get that the page, it's not, you can't even access it from their landing page. I don't know why they did that. Mm. You have
why
to go
it,
through
like,
their FDX, then type watch free. Then you will now see the web, to get there. But it's an interesting one. Mm-hmm. You don't find other VOD platforms doing that. Mm. The only thing they do is that you create an account, then you can view some things free. But this one, you don't have to have an account at all. You just play from the website. Yes.
But did they state how long they will try this?
We don't know. Since they didn't announce it, maybe they're just testing and seeing how the conversion rate will be before they make it
official.
Okay, so now we say it's a customer acquisition strategy, but if they're not advertising it, if it's not easy to stumble upon, it's something that if you're on the website, when I read Nifemi's article, I tried to, if you're on the website like that, you can't just find it. So what kind of strategy are they banking on media outlets to beat the drums for them? Or because releasing the feature just there in one corner of the website where you can't even see until you're typing a particular keyword.
Forget it.
What if maybe they're thinking if they do it immediately, like if they release it, there'll be like a large influx of people trying to
On the website, and it's even on the website. It's not redirecting you. It will play on the website.
So maybe they are factoring the cost that will take them, the traffic and all that. So maybe they're just doing it little by little to see anybody that knows, come and try it out. All those kind. I don't know. But you have a point because
that's
they should make
why
it.
We are not sure how long it will take. Be.
Maybe they don't want it to even take that long.
Yes, probably.
And avoid backlash when anything goes.
Yes, okay. They are still edging above other video on demand streaming platform, so they are trying to keep the edge. Maybe this is one of these things they have to do, and they are entering into new markets. They are doing originals in different languages, so we wish them the best.
Talking about Netflix moving into new markets, right?
Yes.
I mean, they are into they're in Nigeria now, and Netflix Nigeria and everything. And this brings the case of Iroko.
Yes. The Iroko that we thought was actually competing in a little way with Netflix in Nigeria.
So it's just, I mean, last week, Jason Njoku, the CEO, said they were going to stop growing in Africa. Literally.
Production, going away from the market.
No, they'll stop trying to acquire customers. So anybody that knows about Iroko, I want to try it, your luck. But they're not going to go out of their way to advertise
that
come and use Iroko, all those kind of things. Mm-hmm. So any growth efforts that they've been doing, like, stop it.
Yeah, somebody will call you. You have not subscribed
exactly.
for Iroko TV.
So everything will like stay as it is now. Mm. So they probably, with their burn rate will be like that. The customers will be like that. If the customers are coming on, it will be like maybe someone referred you. But Iroko, you can still assess it as in Nigerian, as an African, mm-hmm. but they'll stop growing in Africa. So the reasons, they're like, he gave four reasons. One was the pandemic was mm-hmm. like the trigger to everything. Mm-hmm. So as the pandemic started, people stopped subscribing in Africa.
Netflix,
but at the same time,
Netflix still lost.
Well, maybe, yeah, that's, but their international numbers were increasing. So, just funny, like in mm-hmm. Nigeria, Africa, numbers were reducing by like 70%. And in the US and the UK, like they were increasing. Mm-hmm. And after that, their agents, the guys that, you know, do the footwork for them,
yes.
their productivity reduced.
Wow.
Since, I mean, nobody was literally watching Iroko, that kind of thing. People mm-hmm. were subscribing less and all. So after that, the devaluation of the Naira, I think Naira was around 300 during the...
Before the pandemic.
Or was it around 4 something?
360.
And now it's at like 470. So, and it's still the same 3,000 Naira per year subscription. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, like...
Everything was just
going
not
bad
working.
For them.
No, I saw...
The regulatory thing that came.
Yeah, the NBC
in June.
Code.
Was it June, right? Or July?
June.
The NBC code, yeah, the sixth amendment of that. That what does it even state again?
It's ending content exclusivity. So they can't own exclusive content.
Yeah,
any content
have
they have to sublet to. Is it sublet?
So other,
am I using rent words?
Yes, but we still don't know how that will play out. But
you say in the next 18 months, you'll see how it will. So they're like focusing all their strength on the international numbers, trying to see if they can grow that and all. So,
but
I mean,
it will still be Nollywood content.
Oh, definitely,
yes,
definitely.
But production
yes.
will not just be in Nigeria, and you will not be chasing.
Maybe the production might still be here. It's just for like the customer base, essentially.
Okay.
Like they will not just try to grow because
the
numbers are reducing.
Too, most of Miracle TV's highest subscribers
mm-hmm.
are outside Nigeria.
Outside
like
Nigeria,
UK
exactly.
And US.
So yeah, it makes sense that they are trying. To me, it said they make up 80% of the revenue. I think he made a comment
than
about
Nigerians,
that.
Right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like the total revenue that they make,
mm-hmm.
80% is like from international subscribers, and also they've let off 150 staff.
Wow!
Yeah,
wow.
150.
That's huge, and I think the what's it called? The breaker of all this, like what caused this, is like the regulations.
Right, I think that was the last straw, yeah.
Yeah, that was what broke the camel's back, like, no. And talking about regulations, if you remember the one that started, that Lagos State started with in the year, was like the Okada ban that actually started everything. We thought
February, like,
it just came upon us, and subsequently a lot have been coming, like every week we are just dropping regulations, and now it is affecting the tech community.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, it's looking like good news now, because I think Ekiti State is having it good. I think we predicted it when they slashed the right of way charges. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so basically Lagos's loss is Ekiti's gain. So last week on Friday, Max.ng, the mobility startup, so initially we're just a ride. They were ride-hailing startup and logistics startups, and they still are though. So, but
we're focused on the Lagos market.
So, and immediately after the Okada ban, they started expanding to other cities. They were in places like Ogun State and Ekiti. Now, Ekiti is actually the government of Ekiti is actually making some kind of reforms. They are trying to build a knowledge economy to rival.
Lagos.
Amen.
So, ideally, if all things go to plan, we should see something like Silicon Valley-ish ecosystem pop out of Ekiti. That it's quite it's looking like a stretch for now, but
I know, right?
Yeah.
we are expecting that. You know, what they are banking on is actually like the internet is kind of sorted. And for states that have tried this Silicon Valley thing,
not mean like the internet actually sorted in
the not sorted, in the long run,
okay,
slashing right of way,
yeah, and will lead to that.
MTN having an interest, according to what we were able to gather, like MTN has an interest in the state, so ISPs, I'm sure, they will also start having interest. You get so in the long run, I think the internet side is set, and that's kind of what discourage some states that have tried the Silicon Valley thing in the past. So
yeah, I think but so this time around, what Ekiti is doing with Max is very, very interesting. So they're partnering with Max to digitize informal transport operations, the Okadas and the Kekes.
Wow.
So instead of saying,
in case you don't know what an Okada is,
commercial motorcycles,
motorcycle and keke, and commercial tricycles,
Yes. So please, to our audience outside Nigeria. Yeah, I think in the East Africa they are called border borders.
And in India they are called tuk tuk.
Nice. They really has funny nicknames. So yeah. Remember, the Lagos State government said they are banning bikes because of security, because of accident rates and all that. And of course, instead of banning bikes,
very good excuse.
Yeah, very
because
good.
We are dying.
Yes. I mean, bikes cost more accidents than tankers, and So let's manage it like that. So going to Ekiti decided to try something different. So we don't have the records for these drivers. We don't have the details. And they said, okay, Max.ng should provide these details for us. They are providing digital records for each and every
Okada
or tricycle operator in the state.
That's cool.
So they're using a platform called MetroGov. So that MetroGov,
that's their platform, right?
Yes, that they're creating for Ekiti State. So they're using the platform to create identities for the drivers, provide them with insurance, make sure that their vehicles are in tip-top condition. So
trainings
that's also giving trainings to the drivers too. So many of all these things are happening, and remember Uganda is also trying to do something like that with in Kampala.
Traditional
operators
they were not they said they were not carried along. Is that the situation to Ekiti State?
No. The Ekiti State government, they are saying, okay, all the stakeholders are involved, and they're actually happy with the situation. At least there will be security, there will be accountability.
I'll be surprised if it actually goes through, because
I'm positive about it, because Ekiti State is not that big.
It's not about the size, it's about the mentality of like the government officials and the people that are going to the stakeholders. So that's why I'm thinking that I'll be shocked if he works. Well, I mean, I'm not
and it might even
them.
Be the envy of neighboring states like Ondo State.
Exactly. Ibadan, true. Yeah.
Yes, you understand. It might be like the envy.
Max
like,
is in Ibadan, right?
Yeah, I think
so. It's not like the presence, so it's like partnering with the state government
to do stuff like
It's like all the Okada riders and
you think Lagos should be jealous?
I don't think so.
No, but seriously, if you look at Ekiti so far, they've partnered with Ventures Platform.
Yeah, for something like this, I guess.
Yeah, I think
businesses
and they're partnering with they are discussing with MTN. They are partnering with Max. All the news is just a few more strategic partnerships in key sectors. They could partner with likes of 54Gene or Helium Health for their health center.
Yeah.
And they could partner with any other.
We're giving them ideas. Please come and pay us for consultation. So we are expecting like more awesome things happening in the Ekiti State, because, well, they kind of the tech community.
And if you are skeptical like Tej, you have every right to be. Nigeria.
After this government, there is another government that will come and all those kind of stuff.
Another fellow that did not know Joseph.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Yes, talking about the government and there's something else coming up about payment service banks.
PSBs.
What's that about, Emmanuel?
So it's,
I hope it's not bad news.
It's not necessarily bad news. It's just we're having another member of Nigeria's financial sector that I'm not sure we really need.
Wow.
I'm not really, really certain.
What do you mean?
Okay, you've been observing the news, you'll see the likes of Reuters and WeTracker, they reported that mobile money operators in Nigeria would need a minimum paid-up capital of $13 million. Now,
what?
To register.
Yes.
Did you say dollars or naira?
Dollars, please.
Awesome.
5 billion naira, that is. So that is a minimum paid up capital. Now, it's these guys called it mobile money. Technically, what they are doing is not necessarily mobile money. So CBN has a separate license for mobile money operators. Now they have this set of license they call payment service bank license. Then there is the one for microfinance banks. Now it's confusing. They offer quite similar services,
the three
but
of them.
Yeah, the three of them, but they're slightly different. So mobile money operators have no restrictions. They can go anywhere
across the country.
Yes, their paid up capital minimum is like 2 billion naira. For PSBs, they have like they are mandated to maintain a branch at least 25% physical locations in rural areas. So they should be in more of rural areas. Microfinance banks have three different kind of licenses, maybe unit, state, or national. They are not those that carry the unit, maybe they carry one in Ikorodu. They are not allowed to
expand after outside Ikorodu.
Yes. Those that carry state are not allowed to expand outside the state. And of course, those that carry national can establish anywhere in the country. So the payment service bank cannot give loans, but they can do almost every other thing that a commercial bank can do. They can give them ATM cards. They can deploy ATM machines in those locations in rural areas. They can have agents. Does almost everything. Does that you can't deposit dollar, you can't sell dollar. Like the really, really gengen things you can do with commercial banks, you can't do it with them.
So do you have an example of like a PSB?
A PSB. We don't have PSBs yet. They just license them. We just have 9 PSB for 9mobile, a subsidiary of 9mobile. Then Money Master, a subsidiary of Glo. So these guys are just coming to the space to reach rural area.
Telcos that are...
Yeah, it's only telcos that might be able to be to afford the 5 billion naira paid up capital.
And somebody was saying like the closest thing we can get to having financial inclusion is actually getting telcos involved.
True. I think that's what they're trying to do with this. But why don't they opt for like being mobile monies than being PSBs?
Yeah, that's the business incentive to be PSBs. It's not really clear. Like, why should I pay 5 billion then be restricted in so many ways?
True.
And
the mobile money is lower than that of the PSB.
Yeah, 2 billion. Yeah, so you have the likes of OP, Paga, all those guys are mobile money operators. Does a Paga or an OP need to upgrade
to being a PSB? Are you telling them to upgrade?
They tell them they can upgrade if they want to.
Maybe
I think so. The telcos should actually be mobile money operators than PSBs.
Oh, but that's of course MTN has Momo. Mobile money. But why is there a need for payment service bank? It's still not clear. And also the fact that they'll be establishing all these capital intensive projects like ATMs in rural areas, there's no business incentive.
Agency bank that can actually get to
rural areas. So
my mom, who is even educated, will not use ATM card.
I'm serious,
so that they will come and hold me at the ATM.
I know, right?
Stand and tell me to put my PIN, right? So you might not be able to convince those in the rural areas to use ATMs.
Yeah, so yeah, please, lest I forget, when you say financial inclusion, it's not just having a bank account, which is all the PSB is going to be helping you do. You have a bank account, you can send money, you can receive money. And we have like 43 million bank account users out of like 193, 195, 200 million, depending on the estimate of Nigeria you're looking at. We don't know how many we are. Sorry.
Yes, so, but
financial inclusion includes things like loans, includes things like insurance, includes things like pension. Once these things are not there, we don't have full-fledged financial insurance. So, and I think there's still a lot more to do for we to achieve it. And
hopefully we get there.
PSBs
are just... Maybe they will give a more, explanatory description of what PSB supposed to mean in Nigeria.
If you read through the document, you could actually get some. Maybe I'm the one that is not explaining.
I'll try to do that.
I want to say explanatory.
Thank you for listening to today's edition of this podcast. But before we go, we want to inform you that something big is coming.
I'm so excited about it.
It's another edition.
Another banger.
Yes, this is the new one. This is the first edition of Tech Point Academy.
You said another edition.
Yes, like we've had the Tech Point Academy for startups before.
Okay.
Now, this is another Tech Point Academy. This is one is writer's edition, where you can learn how to be a creative writer.
Like Fishayo.
No, like AKT. Anti-AKT. I call her Anti-AKT.
Mm.
Yeah. And yes, you can be an investigative
journalist.
Like Fishayo Shoyombo.
They're just calling Fishayo. Jesus. Fishayo.
No, it can be Fishayo.
Is it Fishayo? Yeah, Fishayo Shoyombo.
So, it works that way. So, if you know Fishayo, Fishayo has won different awards.
It's the guy that went to
prison. To Nigerian prison and dug out stuff we only see in Nollywood movies.
Right.
Then he went to
Mental Health Facility.
Mental Health Facility at Yaba. Yaba left, yes. And dug out stuff.
Then he drove the equivalent of a stolen vehicle across 86 checkpoints in Nigeria.
And he was not caught. So you are going to and AKT is like is a creative writer. She has authored a lot of books. She has made the list of 100 most influential young Nigerians for 3 years in a row. And she has a lot of awards to her name. So you don't want to miss this
writer's edition
of Tech Points Academy. Registration fee is
no, calm down. You have to find that out when you go there. Yeah, the links will be attached to the show notes. So you can see for our Tech Points awards for everything we talked about today.
Yes. So hope you're not forgetting anything. I think that is all for today. So Emmanuel, where can they get this podcast from?
Okay, thank you. So don't forget, if you're listening to us for the first time, you can get this podcast on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and anywhere else you get your podcast. And now, don't forget, we are now on iHeartRadio. Don't forget to drop a like, subscribe, or drop a review for us at Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts. And please share and invite your friends and family and your well-wishers as they come. And may your name be blessed.
Your
Thank you. So, any final words is coming from Tate today.
So yeah, we're still in the midst of a pandemic. So yeah, like we were always saying, don't forget we're in a pandemic. So yeah, stay safe, wear your mask, don't touch anybody, you know, day or day.
Let all of us do our day.
Alright, take care of yourself. We'll hear from us next week. Bye.
See ya. Bye.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.